just named our baby. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And that's right, we just named our new baby. And you're going to find out what that name is in just 1 second. But first, we want you to head over to momstown365.com. Sign up for our newsletter, because that's where we tell you all the exciting things. And we might even tell you how our baby might be growing up. In that.
Oh, right.
As the baby grows, you'll get to find out more at momstown365.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Okay. Big
drum
news.
Roll. Oh, darn. I wonder if I had a drum roll.
Oh, somewhere on that little Rodecaster thing, you have a drum roll sound.
Yes, but I could be pushing 6 buttons till I get to it.
So, we're very excited because Mary and I have been podcasting for a lot of years, and we've worked in different places. We've worked from home. We've worked from your basement. Yep. We've worked from podcast studios.
Yes.
We've worked remotely for big podcast networks and all kinds of stuff. But we have our own little podcast studio now, and we gave it our own little name. Go ahead. You've got to say it.
The Podcast Speakeasy. It is so awesome because... All right, let's give you like a visual. We found this. We always wanted to be in this location.
And have our own podcasting space.
Just a small room. We don't need a lot of space.
You can podcast from home, but we wanted a place where we could go and we could just be focused on our podcast. And it just is a different mindset. Anyway, go ahead.
So I think it was you. No, Dave saw a sign outside a big building, actually, for rent. And temporarily, not... a year lease, 2 year lease, which would have been like blown our mind about the rental amount, etc. This guy, we met with him, he's really chill, but you have to go through one gate, then you have to go through another door to get to our door. And so I was on the phone with you one morning, I go, it's just like we have this little podcast speakeasy that somebody has to tell you exactly how to get to it.
And you didn't even realize what you had said.
I did not. And then, yeah. I'm a dork. Because then I go, oh my gosh, get it? Podcast and speak and easy and a hideout? And you're like, well, yeah, Mayor.
That's what I was thinking the whole time, the minute you said it. And then all of a sudden it's dawning on you what you said. It was like happening. We were on the phone, but I almost felt like I was watching you in slow motion, like the little thought bubbles just going slowly over your head. Oh, it's a podcast. Oh, we speak. Oh, it's easy. Oh, it's hidden. It's in a remote location. Nobody knows where it is. You can't find it unless you have the secret code. And you know the 3 doors to go to and the secret handshake. Yeah, lady.
Well,
come on.
So when I said podcast speakeasy, it literally was a gumball. It was a thought in my head that went out of my mouth before I even knew what I was saying.
And it was on the floor.
Yes.
Rolling around.
Oh, look at that.
Like a gumball.
Yes.
Just rolling around on the floor. Catch it.
It's so funny. And it's true. It is an awesome little space for us. It works.
It's tiny. And you know what? One of the even great little things about our podcast speakeasy is we have these great big windows that we can only see out. No one can see it.
They're like tinted, really dark. And we see people primping, fixing their hair, looking at their bottoms as they go by. Because there's a lot of joggers and surfers that go by. And
they stop. We live in a funky little beach town, so we're in this funky little beach space, and it's so funny. And there also might be, I'm not saying there is, but there might be the occasional libation.
Yes, if you hear a hum, that might be the fridge.
Or the bottle, you know, the cork popping.
Right, or the can.
So we need those sounds. Where are those sounds from the speakeasy?
Dang it.
So anyway, we are super excited to have our own space. And so why did we do this? We did this because, like we mentioned before, podcasting for us is more than just a hobby or a passion, and maybe it's maybe more than a hobby or a passion for you. For us, it's a business, and so we wanted to have a place where we could go, where we could be focused on our business.
No distractions,
focused on our interviews without thinking about the laundry, without thinking about what's for dinner, without
all the other things. Well, and technology is helping us out because The equipment we use is a Rodecaster, and I'm sure there's a lot more bells and whistles on this than I know about.
Like the drum roll? I mean, I've heard all the sounds, but you've...
I just don't know which one's the drum roll.
Which button it is. Wait. No, don't touch anything.
No, I'm not going to touch it.
It's not lit. I think the buttons have to be lit.
It's on the other bank. So anyway, a Rodecaster is super simple. Mm-hmm. Literally, I leave the settings alone. I just turn it off. I put the SIM card in. We push record, our intro music. I have a little digital clock that I click on for 10 minutes. We're good to go.
Well, and what's really great about podcasting is you can do this, like we said, you can do this from home or like with our setup. We can, our little speakeasy can pop up wherever we want to go.
Yeah.
Like when we get kicked out of this one.
I was going to say, when we get booted out of here for bootlegging.
When the dispensary moves in next door.
Right.
And we get kicked out.
We just grab our microphones, headphones, Rodecaster, and we have a couple of box lights.
I don't know if there's a dispensary moving in. I just said.
I know. Going with the theme. Yeah. So you too can do it. Also, if you're interested, go to Momstown 365. They can download the Start a Podcast in a Weekend ebook.
Yes.
If you're so inclined.
If you're so inclined. Also, part of the reason why we wanted to have a little studio space that was separate from our homes is that we're building a community. And granted, our community is going to be from podcasters around the country. You know, we just spoke with somebody on the East Coast who's joining our podcast network, the Momstown Podcast Network. So if you have a show or you want to start a show that you think your content is good for our demographic, our audience of moms, then be sure to send us an email to podcast@momstown.com, and then we will, you know, get you the details. But anyway, we're building this community, and we thought it would be fun to have a little space where we can sometimes also bring the community together in person now that we're able to do those kinds of things. And so now with this little space, we can secretly bring people into our little...
It's speakeasy. Got a little mystique.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fun, and it does keep us focused. And in the ebook, Start a Podcast in a Weekend, we talk about batching. So we're not here every day, but when we're here, we're doing 5 to 10 episodes or more in one day, which, I don't know, you get in the groove, you get in the zone, and you just keep rolling.
And just be careful when you're running around downtown Encinitas, we might see you.
If you hear loud banging on glass, that's us saying, hi, we see you.
Or we locked ourselves in the studio. Didn't you do that the other day?
Yes, okay.
Speakeasies are funky little places. Let's just leave it at that. So anyway.
Yes.
All right, so that is Momstown. That is our new baby. It's the podcast Speakeasy. We're so glad that you are joining, listening to this podcast and listening and paying attention to our sponsors. Hey, we do have sponsors on this show. If you want to sponsor the show, just reach out to us at advertise@momstown.com as well. And be a part of our community.
And wait for the end of the song. It's awesome.
This song's great because we deal a lot with mom entrepreneurs. And that's what we are. That's why we chose this song. And plus, it's just kind of fun and cool. So anyway, be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, here for you every day.